Fair Market.
Zohar. Ben Yechiel Zedel Dov was a person whose life was defined by the Psukim of Tehillim. I'd like to call up the Marda Asra, Ben Yeshurin, or Przansky to say the first kapitel.
Alkein lo yakumu rishoyim ba mishpat vechatoyim ba das tzadikim ki hodea adonai derech tzadikim vederech rishoyim toveid.
I'd like to call up Rav Yaakov Neuberger for a kapitel of Tehillim.
Kaspoil in us and Beneshech. Vishoy had al Nokila Lokoch.
We'd like to call up Chaim Yisachar's brothers-in-law, Ari Richman, for a Perek HaTehillim.
Mizmor LaDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Vinos Desha Yavitzini, Amei Menucho Sina Halini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yanchini Mimag Vitzedek, Lema'an Shemo, Gam Ki Eleich Begeitz Almaves, Lo Ira Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha Mishantecha Hema Yinach Amuni, Taroch Lefonai Shulchan, Neged Sorai, Tishanta Vashemen Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim.
For the last capital at this point, I'd like to call up Ari Edelman.
Shir Hama'alos Imam Akim Krosicha Adonai Adonai, Shemo Likoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos, the Kol Tachanunai. Im Abonos Tishmoyo, Adonai Miyamod, Ki Imacha Hasalicha, Lema Antibere, Ki Visi Adonai, Kivison Nafshi, Vilidvaro Hocholti, Nafshi Ladunai, Mishomim Laboker, Shomim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Ki im Adonai hachesed v'herbe im ofidus v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonasov.
Didi who be like Hanafshi, Chaim Yisachar, Ben Tov Yechiel Zedel Dov. With your Emuna, this was a day that I couldn't imagine ever seeing. Talmud. Looking back at the experiences that we've shared, came to know Chaim as a 13-year-old in Camp Misora. He's what I would call at that point a lovable goofball. With baggy shorts, very loud shirts, a wacky hat that I think was a mesorah from his older brother, Rev Aaron. But already then, Chaim had a tremendous simchas Chaim. He's just graduating elementary school. There was already a certain seriousness. The aspirations of a mevakesh Hashem. Years later, in Yeshiva University, we got to see more mature, more developed Eved Hashem, whose concern was just to be able to grow closer in his relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. Under Yechupa Chaim with Tau, never seen a chassan so happy, so b'simcha. He was just concerned that his own chassana, to make sure that everyone felt part of the simcha, that he gave attention to all the right people, that Nosson's bris and B'nai Yishuren, you had the same glow. Why? your love together with Tal, now transmitting it to son and then to Ora. And then a year and a half ago, before Hanukkah, got a call from Tal. I was dazed. I was confused. I walked out of my room, my home. I told my wife. I said, he's sick. She said, who? I couldn't get the words out. I drove up to Bergen Field. We just hugged for about 5 minutes. And he said, Rabbi, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to go through anything. I don't care how torturous it is. Because he wasn't concerned for himself. He was concerned for Tal, for Nosson, for Ora, for his parents, for his grandmother, for his siblings, for the ganz mishpach. When Jackie asked me to say a few words this morning, I said, I can't. Someone that you love so much, someone that you learned with, someone that inspired you, someone that we're not supposed to be maspid, sign of Gaulus. How can you encapsulate such a life in a few minutes? The only way was an idea that I heard a little over a year and a half ago. Matsio Solomon, the Lakewood Mashkiach, came to my home to share Divrei Chizuk before Yom Noraim last year. Chaim came with some Chevra from Tinek, from Bergenfield. And that night, Matsio told me the yisod of a whole life is to ask yourself, am I being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim with my life? Or Chas V'Sholem, God forbid, Lehepach, the opposite. So the Gemara in Yuma says from a pasuk that we just read, that Shem Shamayim Nisai Val Yodcha, the measure of a life is whether the Ribono Shel Olam is loved more through your life, whether you bring glory to the throne. And that was the essence of the life of Chaim Yisachar. Who didn't read the emails that he sent from a hospital bed? Blown away by the emunah. When I saw him shortly before Pesach, Tal stepped out of the room. I said, Chaim, how's the pain? He said, Rebbe, it's unlike any pain I had before. And those that knew what he experienced with the transplant, GVH, it was in agony. But he said with the same breath, but the Ribono Shel Olam can take me out of here in a second. He was a person whose belief, his emuna pshuta, was something that he really couldn't believe. And we're left with the question, how could it be? The question that Chaim himself would never allow himself to be asked. But yet, it was the question of Aaron HaKohen, his silent Shaila, that his brother tells him, B'krov HaYekodesh. It's with specifically those closest to me. It's specifically those that are most beloved. We don't understand how could it be a father who loved his kids so much. Chaim would call me maybe every week, every other week for sure, with the shayla of the chinuch of Nasan and Orah. It was unbelievable what he was concerned about. He wanted to make sure they had a mesikus of Torah, a sweetness recognizing what Avas Hashem was. He saw his role as a father as one of the defining traits. I never understood it, such unbelievable dedication, until I got to know Chaim's parents. I just said to Tal, I said, do your in-laws do anything anymore aside from just go to the hospital, go home, shower, and go back to the hospital? I said, when was the last time your father-in-law was at work? You're always telling me he's at the hospital, he's at the hospital. And that's where Chaim got it from. Yes, who's going to be there for Nasan, for Orah? Shaul Shudas I once had with Chaim last year when he was sick. The way even then he took Nasan on his lap, singing Zemiros together. Who's going to sing Zemiros with Nasan? Who's going to be there for Orah with her inquisitive, impish smile? Just smiling at her, yes, Orah, yes, Orah. Who's going to be there for Tal? Gemara says that a husband and wife can be zocha to shechina shruya b'neihem. They can build a home if they're zocha, where the Rabbono Shel Olam is a palpable presence. Anyone who spent time in the home of Chaim and Tal were introduced to the Rabbono Shel Olam. We're introduced to the notion of what a Bais Neman truly could be. B'Krov HaYakodesh. We're only left with Shilas. Chaim Yisachar. I know you wouldn't want us to ask these questions. The Emunah was so strong. It was so real. But we're in so much pain. The pain that we share, one of Chaim's close friends told me, is not only the pain of Chaim, but the pain that we feel is our pain, that we don't have his simcha in our life. It's a selfish pain, that we don't have his chizuk that he gives us. Chaim was striving and achieved the level of Emunah Pshuta. He understood that Avodas Hashem was something that encompassed the totality of a person's life. Many didn't know, even in great pain, Chaim would try and learn not only Chassidus Gemara, because to him the Dvar Hashem was the sweetest, most precious thing. Indeed, the Ahuvi, my beloved, cherished friend, I thought your Emunah would bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. We only have the memories, teachings, your smile imprinted in our minds and in our hearts. As the Gemara tells us, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, Mahazaro B'chaim, Afu B'chaim, Chaim Yisachar Lomeis. Because Mazaro, not only Nasan and Orah, but in a certain sense, each and every one of us, to take his teachings, to remember him, how he lived his life, B'simcha, and to carry it with us. I'm sure Chaim would want me at this time just to publicly be Makir Tov. I remember one time when I was by his parents, when he was on the open couch, the bucket next to his bed. He said, "Rebbe, I don't know how my parents do it. It pained him to put you out so much. It pained him when he looked at you and he knew you were smiling at him only outside. He knew that you were crying on the inside. But I'm sure Chaim would ask me to please let everyone know how much he appreciated it. And I know he told it to you. But it was something that he stressed almost every conversation that we had. And of course, to be Makir Tov, to Zeishas Chayil. Was torn for Shaila to be with her husband for the Seder. To be with her children in Monsi. A wife that was Mamish the Ezer Kenegdo in every sense of the word. Tidi Makir Tov Tal, you brought Chaim so much simcha. You brought him the greatest joys of his life. The Ahava you had was a Ahava that developed so beautifully. Piderech HaTorah. To be Makir Tov at this time. There's so many others. I'm sure he would want to say thank you to siblings-in-law that did so much, that helped in so many ways, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles. Chaim knew that he had a tremendous, tremendous support. Something Mavel Arayan, he would say, "Rebbe, can you imagine? I don't have to go to work, but I still have a job." Said Chaim Yisachar, "That's a very good job to have." You normally say, "Umach Hashem dima me'al kolpanim." But now we ask everyone to cry. We ask everyone to cry so that the Ribbono Shalom takes every tear. The Ribbono Shalom collects every tear that we shed. As the Medrash says, when the coast is full, Nasan will be able to see his father again. May his soul be in the eternal life of Torah through our mitzvos. May he be made with Yosher in his zechus for his Eishes Chayil, for his children, for his parents, grandparents. For Chaim, for all of Klal Yisrael. We now ask Chaim's father, Jackie, who I said was always there, always with the son, to come and to say Divrei Hesed.
Yeah, Rabbi Marcus, those of us who knew Chaim, my hesped could be very similar to yours. I certainly had enough time to think about what I might say. But during the entire ordeal, my mind, or Chaim's emunah, wouldn't let me go that way. How does one begin to be mafsid a son? Hinafochu. The Kutzko, and I mentioned this to Chaim and he liked it. The Kutzko would always say, a believer has no questions and a non-believer has no answers. The Parsha tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Aaron's sons, Vayidon and Aaron. Aaron was silent. Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach. Yehi Shem Adonai Bavarach. Be'atavi Adolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. Chaim was a diamond. Not always perfect. But he was a diamond that always shined. For the first year of his life, he cried every day. And miraculously, he turned one and he started to smile. And he didn't stop smiling till the last day of his life. Chaim was not a complicated person. He was a very simple individual. But he was a holy person. He was a true Eved Hashem. Many of you know Chaim loved Jewish music. He would listen to music all the time. He would sing. He would write songs. When he became sick, he stopped writing. It was too difficult to concentrate. Recently, when he was feeling better, he started writing again. Recently, he was all excited. He finished the song. He wanted me to listen to it. He put some music together, and out of all the words of Tehillim, out of all the tefillos that we have, what was the one song Chaim wrote now? Ana avda v'kudusha barichu. I am a servant of the Holy One. Blessed be He. The sadna kameh v'kameh adaraisei. I'll eat on dimudin. As I prostrate myself before you and before the glory of the Torah at all times. This is what Chaim wrote. This is the song. He was truly an Eved Hashem. There are people who die al Kiddush Hashem. Chaim lived his life al Kiddush Hashem. At Sloan, the nurses would fight over who would take care of Chaim. They were all inspired by his graciousness, his goodness, his holiness. It rubbed off on them. they would apologize profusely for hurting him while they treated him. And he would get angry and tell them, "You're just doing your job." He would thank them over and over again for taking care of him. He was a spirit that everyone wanted to be touched by. Throughout his entire ordeal, his neshama, his being, affected so many people. Just on Friday, the head of the entire Peds Oncology Unit came to me and told me, "I've been in this business for a very, very long time, and I want you to know, you raised one of the finest special individuals I've had the privilege to meet. Chaim, you made us proud. You created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Yesterday, after you were Nifter, so many people came into the room. So many nurses and doctors and staff members, each telling us how much they miss you, how much your spirit, and how much you had influence on them. They never had a patient that affected them as much as you did. When Chaim was diagnosed, Chaya and I wanted and thought maybe we should keep it quiet. Maybe we shouldn't go out to the public. We're quiet people. Maybe people don't have to know. And we spoke to Chaim about it. And Chaim was adamant. He wanted people to know. He wanted people to daven for him. He wanted people to say Tehillim for him. He wanted people to learn for him. He wanted people to do chesed for him. He wanted to collect all those chuyos. We thought, okay, people will know about it. The next thing I know, Refuah for Chaim was created. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And then, the Emunah Project. You lived your life with tremendous Emunah. The Emunah that the Borei Olam is in charge. And that whatever happens, comes from the Borei Olam. It is all for the good. It might not turn out good. But it is from the Borei Olam. And what do we know? You taught us what true Emunah is. Up to the last second, you never lost that Emunah. Hold that thought for a second. I know Chaim would like me to acknowledge and to thank Tal. No one could have asked for a better wife. The caring, dedication, devotion, and the dignity that you gave Chaim was just incredible. There's not much that we could do for Chai. But now, Tal, we need to do for you, Nasa and Ola. You and the kids are part of us forever. And we will never, ever let you go. And now, getting back to the thought of Emuna and Zchuyos. As I said, there isn't much more we can do for Chai, except continue to do what we did while he was alive. Chaim was always medakdek that we include all Chole Yisrael in our tfilos, in our learning, in our chesed. It just wasn't about Chaim. It was about Klal Yisrael. I beg you, and I beg you, and I beg you. I know Chaim would feel the same way. Continue with everything that you did. If you made takanos, continue with the takanos. If you learned more, continue to learn. If you davened longer, continue to daven. If you said Tehillim, continue to say Tehillim. If you did chesed, continue to do chesed. And always know and always believe with emunah that it's all from Hashem. Chaim, you were a great husband, a great father, a great son, a great brother, a great friend. It's hard to believe that a 27-year-old can teach a 58-year-old how to live and how to die. Now, the only thing left for us to do is bring you to Eretz Yisrael, as you requested. We never ever left you throughout this entire ordeal, and we will not leave you till you rest in Eretz Yisrael. I remember Shmini Shel Pesach, sitting in your room, singing Chasal Seder Pesach, high ironic today, Pesach Sheni, and you singing Lashana Haba, again and again and again, clapping your hands. Maybe you knew. Chaim, on behalf of all of us, I ask you for mechila. If we hurt you in any way, if we were not careful with your feelings, if we did something that bothered you, we really tried. And mechila, maybe I should have cried more when I davened. So many times we davened. I should have cried more. I should have filled up the coast. Keep me. I love you. We love you. And we will miss you. May you be a Melech Yosha. For Tal. For Nasan Yehuda. For Ora. Your grandparents. Mommy, I. Your in-laws. Your family. And for Klal Yisra. Umacha Hashem Dima.
I'd like to call up from Moshe T. Weinberg for final Kapitel of Tehillim. Michtam David. Shemirni Elki Chasisi Vach Amart Ladunai Avimata Tovasi Balalacha Likdoshim Asher Vaaretema Vadire Kol Chef Sevam Yerbu Atvosam Acher Maharu Balasich Nischeya Midam ולעשה שמוסם על ספסי אדוני מנס חלקי וחוסי אתה תומך גורלי חבלים דפנו לי בנעימים אף נחלת שפרה עליי אבריך אז אדוני אשר יצאני אף לילוס יסרוני חליוסי שיביסי אדוני ונגדי תמיד כי מימיני בלמות לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי שרי ישכון לבטח כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול לא סיתן חסיד חלירוס שחס תודייני אור החיים סור בשמחוס אספנך נעימוס במנחה נצח
We'd like to call up the following family members to be Malavi Ha'aron. We'd also like to ask if we can clear a path through the men's section on the side. First, we'd like to call up Ben Horowitz, his father. At this point, we'd like to be makir tov to someone who's not here. Someone who, for the past year and a half, has lived a different life. Tal's mother. I know Chaim had tremendous hakar satov to her as well. For all the help to Tal for the kids. I'd also like to call up Aryeh Richman, Aryeh Edelman, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, Itzi Laub, Sidney Rossman, and A.B. Feigenbaum to be Malavi Aaron. From here, the Aaron's going to be going to JFK. Burial is going to be in Beit Shemesh, Eretz Chaim. Tomorrow afternoon, the Shiva will return to the Feigenbaum residence, Jackie and Chaya, 554 Churchill Road. Shacharis Tuesday morning will be at 8 a.m. Mincha and Marav of the week will be at 7:50. Shacharis Wednesday through Friday at 7 a.m. Shacharis Sunday, the last day, at 8 a.m. You ask Malavi Aaron to come forward. We'll follow behind. Thank you.
Thank you.